Okay, so I'd like to talk about the. It's really we're going to talk about the Gemara Nun Zayin Aleph and come back to Nun Vav and Rebbeis and the Mishnah and a bunch of different things. So the Gemara at the very bottom Nun Vav and Rebbeis and top of Nun Zayin Aleph talks about a situation where one of the Amoraim lost their ksuba. As the Gemara starts at the very bottom, the bottom of Nun Vav and Rebbeis, the last line, Achse de Rabbi Bar Chama, Hava Nesiva de Rav Avya, the sister of Rabbi Bar Chama was married to Rav Avya. Irkas Ksubasa says she lost her Ksuba, Asla Kamela to Rav Yosef. So they said, what should we do? So the first reaction was, Amr Lehu, Hachi Amr Rav Yehuda Amr Shmuel, Zu Divrei Rei Meir. These are the words of Rei Meir. We're going to see in a second what that is. Havachachamim Omrim, Masha Adam Es Ishtel Shtayim Mishal Shanim Belo Ksuba. So the first reaction was, look, the Chacham hold, you can be with your wife 2 to 3 years. Tosa says here that the years are lav dafka. It just means you can, you know, you're supposed to write a ksuba, but if you don't have a ksuba, it's not the end of the world. You can still be together. And Rei Meir's opinion seems to be not that way. We'll get to Rashi explain to us, and we'll see in a minute what exactly Rei Meir's opinion is. Get some sense in the Gemara in the next line. The Gemara says, Amr Abaye, Bahar of Amr of Nachman, Amr Shmuel, Halach for Rei Meir, Big Zerosov. So Abaye says back, but the halacha goes like Rabbi Meir in his gzeros, and here, as we'll see in a second, is one of the gzeros of Rabbi Meir, so we should pass on like Rabbi Meir, and therefore the Gemara says, Yihachi zil kasibla. If we pass on like Rabbi Meir, then you have to go ahead and write a ksuba right away. And Rashi explains that Rabbi Meir's opinion is that you cannot be with your wife. This bia is usher, we'll see that yichud a little bit later, but you cannot be with your wife if you don't have a ksuba, and it's really a Beferish Gemara and Bava Kama, as you see in the first source. And then Gemara and Bava Kama speaks it out explicitly. What our Gemara alludes to, just seems to say, Rei Meir argues with the Chamin, says according to Rei Meir you have to write a ksuba right away, but it's really a Beferish Gemara and Bava Kama, and where the Gemara and Bava Kama is discussing a situation where a woman who's married causes damage. So if a woman she causes damage, what money does a woman have? Right? Any money a married woman makes goes into the husband's hands. So what money does she have? So the Gemara goes through trying to figure out. The Mishnah says she's putter for paying. The Gemara goes through to figure out. Well, why does she have to be putter? Maybe she can find ways to pay. And one of the suggestions the Gemara has, it says, well, let her sell her ksuba. If she sells her ksuba, she owns, she can make some money back. Someone would pay her to be able to get the rights to collect the ksuba. So she can have some money. So the Gemara there says, well, it can't be that she can't sell the ksuba. The first reaction is, and if you see the top line over there, it can't be. Rei Meir hi de Amar aser lo la'adam shiyishes ishto apilu sha'achas below ksuba. A man is not allowed to leave his wife, let his wife be without a ksuba, even for one moment, even for 1 hour, 1 moment. So that's what the Gemara says. And the Gemara will reject that based on the reason for this iser. And the Gemara, we'll get back, we'll have to analyze this reason, but the Gemara says, time am I, why is it? Kadei shelo tehei kala be'ino lotzias. The reason for this iser, that our Gemara is assuming, the Gemara of Kama speaks out explicitly, is that if a woman does not have a ksuba, so then the husband really has no deterrent from divorcing her. I mean, obviously he'd like to be married, but other than that, there's not really much holding back from letting her go. If there's a ksuba, well, now he has some payment he has to make if he divorces her, so he's going to be, you know, he's going to think twice, or think a few more times before divorcing his wife. So that's what the Gemara gives us as the reason for why a woman can't go on without a ksuba. As I said, our Gemara assumes it. The Gemara uses that reason actually to go ahead and reject that line of reasoning in the Gemara there, but we're not going to get into the details of the Gemara in Bava Kama. The question is, where does this come from? You know, we have there the Gemara assumes Rei Meir holds that you have an iser lishos sadam es ishto b'lo ksuba. Our Gemara, like we just saw in Nun Zayin and Aleph, assumes that there's an iser to be without a ksuba. But where exactly does this come from? So we take a look at Rashi. Rashi on our Gemara. Rashi alludes back to the Mishnah on Nun Dalam Rebeis. Sorry, Nun Dalam Rebeis, the first Mishnah in the Perek. And that is where we have the opinion of Rei Meir. The Rei Meir holds that if you make the ksuba lower, we'll read the Mishnah again. We spoke about this Mishnah last time. But the Mishnah says 2 lines from the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol ha-pokes le-besula mi-masayim la-amana mi-maneh. If anyone who lowers the amount of the ksuba, of the original amount, as we spoke about 2 shiurim ago, that the ikar amount of the ksuba is masayim for a besula, maneh for an amana, if anyone lowers that amount, harezo bi-ilas nus. That's bi-ilas nus. And what's the idea here? So there are two terms. We just saw that term in the Mishnah is bilas nus. The Gemara in Bava Kama uses the phrase we just saw of shalote kala ve'in av lehotziah. That it should be a deterrent. So is it a bilas nus? Is it a relationship that is in relationship with nus? Or is it kala ve'in av lehotziah? What's going on? So actually the Chidushei Harim, the Ger Rebbe in his parish, he has a parish on Shulchan Aruch. In his parish on Shulchan Aruch, he suggests that really there are two ideas here. And he says that the Gemara, our Mishnah actually is very specific, is the specific example where we have bilas nus. So what's our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is starting the marriage. You start a marriage with a lower ksuba, so that's a marriage's nus. That's not really, we spoke about that marriage is supposed to be a commitment to each other, not just have a haphazard relationship. So if that's if you have some kind of lower ksuba, which is what Remeir says, you're trying to lower the amount of the ksuba, that's a bilas nus. That's a whole marriage's nus. That's what Chiddush Shurim suggests. But if you have our Gemara, or the Gemara Bava Kama, which are situations where the marriage starts with a ksuba. It's just here, you lost the ksuba in Bava Kama, they want you not to sell off the ksuba. In those situations, it wouldn't be a bilas nus to not have the ksuba, because the whole marriage was started in the proper framework, but that would be kala ve'in av lehotziah. We still, it's a different reason that we just don't want to, we want to have a deterrent from them getting divorced. That's what the Chiddush Shurim suggests. But the Pashtus is that it's really all one sugya. The Rashba in the third source, he raises this question. The Rashba of Akama raises the question, what's going on here? Here we have the idea of Talabena Lotzia. In Ksubis we have the idea of Bilas Nus. Is it all the same? Is it not? So if you look at the part where I underlined the middle of that piece in the Rashba, so he says, Mistabra li dechataimo. He says, it makes sense to me that it's all one thing. Bilas nus, kalabena velotzia, it's all the same, and that's really what's going on. What is the idea? So Rabbi Chanan explains the following. And the Rashba here already alludes to it. Rabbi Chanan is quoting a Rashba in later in Ksubis. But Rabbi Chanan explains that if a woman is in a relationship where she doesn't feel there's a strong commitment, where she feels she's in a position of kala ve'ina lehotziah, she feels that her husband can let her go at any time. She doesn't feel that commitment. So in her mind, she's not feeling, when she's being with her husband, she's not feeling, oh, I'm in a marriage, I'm, you know, kedash kedin, really committed to each other, as we spoke about, how the Rambam envisions what a Jewish marriage should be like. She's not feeling that way. She feels it's a little bit of a dust. She feels like this is something that it's just not really committed. So in her mind, explains Rabbi Chanan, she's viewing this as a bilas nus, because she doesn't feel that commitment. So that's what Rabbi Chanan says, these two points are just two sides of the same coin. Because kala ve'in av lehotziah, because that sense of kala ve'in av lehotziah, that she can easily get divorced, in her mind, she basically gives herself up as a bilas nus. And the Rashba as a tshuva, the one in Yichasos L'Ramban, with a similar idea as well, that he used the term of grushas halev, that she feels like there's a lack of a relationship here, and that lack of relationship kind of, she throws herself out there as if it's a bilasness. That's how Rabbi Chanan explains the idea. So that's why the Rashba already starts to allude this idea of smichas das, Rashi as well. The Rishonim seem to connect the ideas here of bilasness, kalabin avalotia. It's a certain confidence that she has in the relationship. And if she doesn't have that confidence in the relationship, Mela, that's a bilas nus. And the Encyclopedia Talmudis points out, based on something, he basically says what we said 2 weeks ago, I didn't realize it at the time, but he points out that, based on what we quoted from the Beis Yaakov two shiurim ago, the Beis Yaakov that we said explains that the purpose of the ksuba is kind of the symbol of the nisuin. It's not just a technical requirement that a husband has that he has to provide a ksuba if there's a death or divorce, but it's really the symbol of the marriage. So he says, with that idea in mind, this makes perfect sense. He just quotes that Beis Yaakov in this context of discussing this halacha, and I think it fits in nicely with what we were trying to say. Now, we should point out that everything we're discussing until this point is a machlokas tanai, as we saw this Gemara's quoting, who are the chachamim that are arguing with Rabbi Meir? Pashas HaDvarim, they're the other tanaim that argue with Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah. And that's what the Gemara on Nun Vavim Beis, if you go back there, so our Mishnah has the opinions of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. when you lower a ksuba. So Rabbi Yehuda holds if you put it into writing, it's okay. But just to make a tanai would not work. And Rabbi Meir holds even putting it into writing doesn't work. And the Gemara on Nun Vavim base quotes the third opinion, the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi holds that, no, it's like anything else. She makes a tanai. She decides she wants to have less of a ksuba. She can have less of a ksuba. So this is the Machlokas Tanai. And the Ritva in the second source points this out, that according to Rabbi Meir, it's the to make a tanai to lower the ksuba. It says peirush gimel machlokas b'davar, but the starting at the period, the end of the first line. So the Rabbi Meir afilu b'diyeved tano bato bilas bilas nos. According to Rabbi Meir, you make a tanai, it doesn't work. The bilas nos is a disaster, as the Gemara tells us on Unvavim Beis. Rabbi Yosi, Rashi lasos kein lachatchil. You're allowed to make a tanai. You're allowed to make a stipulation in the amount of the ksuba. Just without it, with just the tanai, even without writing it down, and it's fine, and the bilas kshera, and it's a fine relationship. Rabbi Yossi didn't have this problem, and Rabbi Yehuda says makes a distinction between putting it in writing and making the tanai. So three opinions. So this is a machlokas tanaim. However, as we just saw in the Gemara says halacha Meir b'zerusav. Rashi explains to us here that it's actually an interesting discussion in the Rishonim. How exactly is this a gzeira? Rashi seems to avoid the gzeira issue. Rashi, if you look about 10 lines down in Zion and Aleph, Rashi says, "Gzeirosa bedavar shu machmir al dvar Torah beisr veheter al yedei gzeiros devrayim." He has a chumra derabanan. We pass in Kerem Meir. The other Rishonim say it doesn't say chumra in the Gemara; it says gzeira in the Gemara. So they work on how it's a gzeira. But be that as it may, our Gemara assumes like Kerem Meir. And in this question, in these situations where you either lower the ksuba or you lose the ksuba midway through the marriage, we would pass him like Rabbi Meir, and this is how we pass him in Shulchan Aruch, that there is an isser to continue to be together with your wife. Interesting halacha l'maisa point. The Rama mentions, the Rama, when quotes us in Siman Samach Vav in Eben Ezra, so the Rama says, when you now, so you lose the ksuba, so the Rama says, so you have to obviously write a new ksuba in order to be together. The Rama says you have to write to the full amount. But the Gra points out that we have to distinguish between two elements here. On the one hand, we've been focusing on the Isser to do that Aksuba. However, there's also a monetary element to this as well. And as we learned about, that the Aksuba is, there's the Ikr Aksuba, and there is also the Tosefes Aksuba, and then the Dunyan, all the other chiyuvim that the husband will provide to the wife in a situation of death or divorce. So says the Rama, or let's start from this end. Rabbi Meir, if we go back to the Mishnah Nundan Reveis, to understand clearly the sheet of Rabbi Meir, as we read, Kol ha-pokes l'besula mimasayim v'almana mimane. When Rabbi Meir says bilas nosi, means if you go below the ikr ksuba of mane masayim. However, says the Rama and the Gra, so the Gra says that when it comes to the Isser of being with your wife, you just as long as you write the minimum ksuba, you're fine. But there is also a monetary situation here as well. If she loses the ksuba, so the husband has an obligation to provide, to rewrite basically the original ksuba. And it's a sugya Baba Basra, not getting into the details of the sugya, but that's what the Rama writes. If the ksuba was, you know, the Tosefes plus in the Dunya was worth a lot more than just the Ikar Ksuba, so that has to be done, has to be redone when writing the Ksuba. But in order to get out of the Isser, you would only need to have the minimum amount of the Mana Masayim. Yes?
Do you do that for loans as well, or is it only for the
Ksuba? I'm not sure. The Gra refers to Sugim Baba Basra, so it seems to be a general Shtachlo Sugya. I didn't look into the Sugim Baba Basra, but it's a... Right. So I didn't look at the Gemara Mavasra. From this, what he quotes in the Gra, it's obviously very shorthand and hard to know, you know, unless you learn the Sugya, to know exactly what he's alluding to. But it sounds like a general Shtarchov issue. But Ayin Shum and Simon Samech Vav Siv Gimel, or the Gra there, I think it's Osud Zion, where the Gra discusses this point. So that's our Gemara is the Machlokas Tanaim, our Gemara and the Gemara Nadal in the base. But there's really a maybe more fundamental point here in the Sugya, and that really takes us back to the Gemara Daf Zion and Medala. So we turn to the Gemara Daf Zion and Medala. The Gemara says the following. The Gemara, those on the first parak, The Gemara has a lengthy discussion about Bila Rishona, the Bila Rishona on Shabbos. That you allowed to do that on Shabbos. So, towards the end of the sugya, the Gemara on Zayin and Aleph, the second line on the Gemara says the following: Rabbi Ami Shara Lemival B'Tchila B'Shabbos. Rabbi Ami allowed Bila Rishona on Shabbos. So Amr Le Rabbanah, and the Rabbanah said to him, V'halok Siva Ksubasa. Said, but it, how can you get, how exactly, we'll talk about this in a second, but how exactly we got to the situation, not clear, the Gemara is assuming it's a situation where there's no Ksuba. So the Gemara says, well, how can have Biri shown on Shabbos, there's no Ksuba? So the Gemara answers, Amr Lehu Atbesuha Metaltlin. No, not a problem, you were Matbesar Metaltlin, let's just assume the Pashup Shah for now, you give her some Metaltlin, Rashi says, you give her some things, so that's in place of the Ksuba. She knows she can, she's going to have those things instead of, you know, Rasha's the mashkon, that she'll be able to hold on to it in situation in case they get divorced. It's some kind of security, collateral. But that's how you get out of the problem of Ksuba, and we'll deal with this in term, at the end when we talk halacha l'maisa, what you do if you lose the Ksuba. But it's clearly, the clear assumption of the Gemara here is that there was an Isser Bia without the Ksuba. Now here, we're, now, so that Adkan the Gemara. The Gemara then goes to Razid, who has a, he allowed Bia Rishon on Shabbos, and then Gemara goes on to talk more about Bia Rishon on Shabbos. So Adkan for the point about our issue of not having a Ksuba. Doesn't sound like here like anyone argues. We don't find the saying this is, oh, this is the opinion of Rei Meir. So what exactly is going on here? So the Rashba actually has a tshuva. The source number 4 here in the Mar Makomos, where he says that, says the following, Af Rab Yehuda lo hitir b'mochelas el v'kosev lo masayim. So Rabbi Yehuda, sorry, v'kosev lo masayim v'kikosev aso eskabalti mana. So that's the case of Rabbi Yehuda where she actually has to put in writing that she got part of it. Aval zo, which is the context over there where there's no ksub at all. Afilu Rabbi Yehuda nirash hu osa kol b'loseha nus v'kol shkener emeir v'kaim olam kivaseh b'gzerosev. So I didn't bring you the earlier part, but there it's talking about a situation where the whole marriage starts without a ksuba. That's the Rashba is dealing with. And the Rashba says that here, even here, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that everything is a bilas nus. And that's the mashmaos here of the Gemara on Dazayim and Aleph, that every, according to everyone, this situation would be a situation of bilas nus, and not just the opinion of Rei Meir, as we've seen before. Why should this be? Throw it out. Anyone? Any suggestions? Based on some things we said. So I think, well, I think I may have even hinted at this before, but I think it fits with the what we were describing, that our Gemara is, there is a marriage. There is a ksuba, even the case where you lower the ksuba, I think there's some form of a ksuba. So there, you could argue that it's not a ksuba at all. But that is completely like we spoke about. Like the Rambam describes that the Isser of Lo Siyak Deisha, the Isser of Znus, is an Isser of Bia without a ksuba. So there's no ksuba at all. Everyone agrees to that, based on the idea of the Beis Yaakov, that's the whole idea, is to create that certain relationship. So in a situation where you lose that, we had it and lost it, so we can understand. There's a Machlokas Rei Meir and the Chachamim. But in a situation where the whole marriage starts on the wrong foot, basically, starts without that connection, which is the Gemara and Ksuba Dav Zayin, so there, it would be make sense that everyone would agree that would be considered bilasness. And that's the Beis Yosef quotes from this Gemara and Klafton Shulchan Aruch, that if a marriage starts without a Ksuba, so that would be bilasness. Now, if you connect back to last week's shiur, anyone have any ideas? Last week's shiur was about Chuppas Nida. Who wants to throw out a connection that the Rishonim pick up on from this Gemara to Chuppas Nida? You may have seen in some of Mar Makomos last week. Yeah. Ah, good, very good. So, it's interesting. There are two elements to this, to your question. You formulated it one way. I wasn't going to formulate it the way the Rishonim don't exactly formulate the way you're formulating it, but I like what you're saying. If you remember, the Rishonim, part of the thrust of the Rishonim is Ru'i Labia, but also is a chuppah that's usher. We spoke about you can't have yichud with a nida. So the Beis Yosef writes, and the Rambam, if you look at the next source 5, the Rambam says, Sarich lichtov ksuba kodem knisa l'chuppah. You have to write the ksuba before you go to the chuppah. The achakach yeh mutar b'ishto. And then you can have the chuppah, and she'll be permitted. And the Beis Yosef writes, in Sim Zamach Vav, that he says, well, there's an Isser Bia, and generally speaking, when we have an Isser Bia, there's an Isser Yichud, a Nida post Bia Rishona is an exception to the rule, but generally speaking, there's an Isser Yichud when you have an Isser Bia. So that's what the Beis Yosef says, okay, of course you have an Isser Yichud. So that seems to be where the Rambam's coming from. The Rambam says, just like I told you last week, as we spoke about, if there's a Nida, you can't have Chuppah, which is Yichud, because that. It's interesting that the Rishonim don't pick up on this point. I'll have to think about this as we go forward. But like you formulated in a way that's throwing me off a little bit, but it's a good formulation. But let's just focus on the fact that it's Asur. So if you say the Pashas that it's an Isur Yichud, so how does that make sense? There's a Chuppah in a situation where it's an Isur Yichud. That seems to be where the Rambam is coming from. However, anyone want to ask a kasha on that? So at what stage? So that's what the Rambam says. Again, the Rambam, the Beis Yosef, first from here, there's Nisra Yichud, seemingly along the lines of the Rambam, that there's not only, once you have a Nisra Yichud, so the Chuppah without a Ksuba would be invalid. And the Ram quotes that from the Iftar also, that a Chuppah pre-Ksuba is no good. So, yes. Ah. So you're saying good, right? You're thinking along the right lines, Muhammad the Ran, along the lines of the Ran. But before we get to that, let's just ask a kasha. What stage of the relationship we're talking about here in the Gemara Daf Zayin? The Gemara is not asking about marriage. The Gemara is assuming they're married. The Gemara is asking that Bia Rishona. If they're having Bia Rishona, the assumption is they had regular Kiddushim and Yisulin. So how, that's the Rishonim ask. You see in source 6, quote from the Ran of Daf Aleph, the Rif, where he, after he quotes the sheet of the Ram, he says, V'ha vada lo nira. This doesn't make any sense. Midamrina lekaman, Rabbi Ami shari lemival betchila b'Shabbos. Rabbi Ami allowed Bia Rishona on Shabbos. Amr li Rabban, and the Rabban said, V'haluch t'v'ksuba. So Amr li huat v'suha metalfli. Ubevadai biyom revi kansa to the obrat akanta the rabbanan. Said, of course, the Gemara, we would assume they're talking about a situation where they did things kedas kedin. They got married on Wednesday. It happens to be they got to Friday night without bia, without having bia rishona. So they're discussing, can you have bia rishona on Friday night? But that's when they got married. So alma, what do you see? Shari the kansa lo ksuba. There's no problem to have a nisum without a ksuba because here they got married. We're discussing bia rishona. Some of they got married before, and it seems to be fine. So that's the Ron's question. And we want to doche. Tell them about the Mishnah's dechir, or you could look at it down in source 7. The Magna Mishnah says in a chanami. So good. So that's true. They got married without a ksuba. He says, umikol makom, middle of that line. Min hadin lechatchila hayoroi shetiel aksuba. You're right. Yeah, she should have had a ksuba kodem achuba. V'zeo shirbi ami lo shal lahem im haya laksuba lefi shechashav she'asu karoi lasos. He says, he makes mediyuk even. He says, the initial reaction of Rabbi Ami said, yeah, it's, you're allowed to have b'yirishona. So he said, hold on a second, what about the ksuba? So Rabbi Ami assumed everything was done properly, it was done with the ksuba. You're right, they didn't have a ksuba. But b'dyeved, the marriage is still good. So says the Magen Mishnah, B'dasa Rambam, this din that you can't have, you need to have ksuba before before chuba, because you can't have yichud with a woman without a ksuba, says the Magen Mishnah from Eidah Makatchila, and you can be docha the raya from Argamara, because Argamara is assuming bidyavid. Anyone want to make another horror from last based on last week's shir? This shir is independent from last week's shir, but there are some kashas and connections. So if you remember from last week, what was the opinion of the Rambam when it comes to chuppah with a nida? And if you want a hint, you can have it on source 9, yeah? What would someone say? The source 9 is the Shulchan Aruch quoting the sheet of the Rambam. Right, so as we spoke about it, maybe it's something in the middle, but the Pasha Sadvarim, basically it's not a good ksuba. I mean, it's not a good chuppah. So how does this fit exactly with the Magen Mishnah? Why should there be a difference? If the Yisod is, if the chuppah, that's a yichud, that's no good, the one place we find that b'dyavad it's good, one place we find b'dyavad it's no good. So what's the pshat? So we should be mayor that the Ramah, the Pashtas of the Ramah, is the Ramah assumes in the Rambam not like the Magen Mishnah. Because in source 9, turnover, in source 9 we have the machlokas we mentioned last week, 2 weeks ago, the machlokas harishonim, whether there's a, whether chuppah ru'uy leviyah is good or no good. So the 2 days, the Shulchan Aruch assume first quote the Ramah, first quote the Rambam, that it's no good, and then four lines down in the Shulchan Aruch at the beginning of the line, v'yesh omrim davkin inin shol tigve ha-tosefis, he had dain karusa, aval l'shard, right? The other opinion, if you remember, we learned the Gemara on Daf Nun Vav last week, that the whole issue of Chuppas Nida is only an issue for Tosefas Ksuba, but the main Ksuba, she, you know, or whether they're considered married, they are considered married, so that we spoke about that. So that's the Machlokas. In this context, the Ramah, in the next line, introduces the Ayin Le'el, Reishim Nundal, and then he says, V'tzrichin, the last line of the Ramah, V'tzrichin lichtu of haksuba kodem ha-chuppa kedei shtei chuppa haru'uy lebiya. So the Ramah here brings in the idea that we've just been talking about, they have to have a chuppa haru'uy lebiya, seemingly in the same way that a nida is no good, a woman without a ksuba is no good. That's the pashas of the Ramah. So it seems to be a machlokas, Magen Mishnah and the Ramah, bedas harambam, if you have a chuppa without yichud. Let's come back a little bit. Just what would be pshat in the Rambam that it only lechatzila b'di'evin? Why would it make a distinction between the iser nida and the iser of a woman without a ksuba? And you can find it somewhere in the sources actually. It's tucked away in the middle. Yeah. Oh, good. Why do you need more chomer? Oh, and what's this issue? What's this issue? Shehiya below ksuba. Sounds derabanan. So that's what the Ram says. The Ma'amish seems to be saying that since here we only have an issue derabanan, so that issue derabanan would only be din lechatchila, but it would not be ma'akev the chuba b'di'evet. Interestingly, as I pointed out, the Ramban and Sachem seem to reject this. The Ramban and Sachem, and then after it finishes, the Ramban will come back to our issue. This is probably a fun tangent. The Ramban and Sachem is discussing the famous Sugya Sachem, the Zayin and Beis, where the Gemara discusses issues of bracha over Lasiyasan, and that's where the Gemara talks about a ger. We usually make a bracha before we do a mitzvah, but a ger, for example, can't make a bracha before he does a mitzvah, because a ger, he can't make a bracha before he goes into the mikvah, he's not Jewish. He only make the bracha after it comes out of the mikvah during Jewish. So that's an exception. And then that's the machlokes we've shown him. What about a nida? So that's the machlokes machaber Ramah. What is a nida? Do we say all the tefillos are the same, or do we say, no, a nida is different, you can make the bracha before? So that's in that context, and that sugya is all about brachos on different things. So in that context, the Ramban discusses shev brachos. Right, let's say the shev brachos we have at a wedding. So when do we make, at what point in the process do we make the Sheva Brachas? Under the Chuppah, right? So those Sheva Brachas under the Chuppah. So when, so there are, Ramban writes in source 8, the man says the following. He has a different reason why this should be so. But he says, Hare Moshe Amar, Kodem HaNisurin. And he's quoting the Rambam. The Rambam writes that you make the Sheva Brachos before you do the Nisurin. And now, according to the Rambam, if you remember last week, what's the Rambam's opinion on Chuppah? We've been saying it. Yichud. So we actually do make the Sheva Brachos for the Rambam before the Nisurin takes place. Questionable whether that's true if you say that the chuppah, that the canopy is the nisuin, although even that might be something. I'm going to say that you don't have nine for the count as a chuppah till after, but that's the opinion of the Rambam, that you have to have it before. So explains the Ramban, why is that so? Sharei chuppah yichudu, chuppah is yichud, uba'inan ru'uya labia, and we need the chuppah to be roi labia. V'harei kala b'lo bracha sura hi labayla kanida. This is a phrase, kalabala bracha, a kala, before you get to Sheva Brachos, namely before you get to Nisuin, she's a surah to her husband, and says for that reason, you can't have the Sheva Brachos, if you have the chuppah, if you have yichud before making the brachos, then that's a yichud of a kalabala bracha. That's a yichud without having made the Sheva Brachos, and that's a yichud which can't, is usher, because it's an usher bia. So the Rambam seems to be assuming, against what we just quoted before from the Ran, what Matthew was telling us, that Nisr Darabanan would not necessarily be a problem. The Ramban here seems to assume that the chuppah wouldn't work unless you had the brachos before, and the brachos, that's also only Nisr Darabanan, to have kalam below bracha. So that seems to be a machlokas here. So let's come back to what we were saying. Where were we headed here? So we were pointing out that there's another sugya. We said our sugya has a discussion about losing the ksuba, about lowering the amount of the ksuba. The Gemara on Daf Zayin is assuming a situation where you have no ksuba from the beginning, that everyone agrees is no good. From that, the Rishonim go into a discussion about whether there's an Isra Yichud as well. And the Beis Yosef assumes there's an Isra Yichud, which led us to the whole discussion of the Rambam and the Ramah and back and forth whether a chuppah in a situation without a ksuba, would that work or not? This Maishai Tachaya, a friend of mine, got married and they messed up the ksuba. I guess that's why I'm particularly excited about this issue. But they realized, I think they were reading the ksuba and it was wrong. Like they realized at some point that they had done the kiddushin, they read the ksuba and they were having chuppah, they had yichud. So what's the din there? I was trying to call him today, I didn't get in touch with him. I think the Basari Kedushin may have, I don't know if he stopped them after Yichud, before Yichud. At some point they did redo it, but this would be the issue. Is that chuppah that they had, does that chuppah valid in a situation where you have a psul and a ksuba, so you nicely you don't have a ksuba. We'll talk in a minute, we might see other reasons why that might be okay anyway. But based on what we're saying, this would be the machlokas here. So far, we've seen the opinion of the Rambam that it would be a problem. But that all is assuming, as we spoke about last time, that yichud is chuppah. But the pashas advarim is that we assume that chuppah is not really the only way or the necessary way to do. So yichud is not the necessary way to do nisuin. In which case, I think it would actually be okay to go ahead. The nisuin would count. Ksuba, maybe they would be a good idea. They would have to have a ksuba before having bia rishona, as we saw with Mr. Bia. Now, okay, you're going to ask me a question, but there is an Isra Yichud. We just got into a whole tangent whether it invalidates the chuppah, but we said there's an Isra Yichud. So on that point, it's not so pashut either. And this gets us more into understanding a little more deeply this issue. Or let's say, who wants to suggest what? And if you're looking ahead, you might already see it. But why would it be that why would one argue that they not be an Isra Yichud? Right, again, the Pasha of Devarim that there should be an Isra Yichud. An Isra Bia, Neil, there's an Isra Yichud. So why would one argue that there really is no Isra Yichud in this situation? You don't have the Iksuba.
Well,
Okay, good.
Some of those ideas that were discussed before are really
Yeah. Right, but let's be yichud is generally a some kind of extension to keep us away from bia. So if bia is nus is the issue. I hear a little bit like that. The Ran says the Ran, the Ramban also on Daf Dalet say somewhat someone similar idea. If you look in the Ran, three lines down the Ran towards the middle line at source six. The chain bedin says around. Shalom matzino shtei asura les yachid velo ksuba. Doesn't really make sense that there should be an isur yichud. The time of the mills, the reason for this is, shem de isura de bia, the isur bia velo ksuba min derabana ba'alma, okay. The od, so that's just really explaining why it's fine for him to get married. The od, shehi lo tishma lo, yimnei shehi yodas shehi kala ba'ina velo tziya. She's not going to let a bia happen. She's going to put up a fight. She knows she doesn't want to get involved in a situation where they're having this bilas nus without the guarantee that, you know, he's going to stay committed to her. So she's going to, usually, like we said, yichud is a problem of leaving to bia. Here we're not worried that they're going to come to bia without a ksuba because she's going to know, hey, I'm not getting involved in this without having a, without an ksuba as my protection. And therefore, the Ran says there's not even a nisra yichud. And in Shulchan Aruch, if you look at source 10, so the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam, Kedarko, also this Yachid and Akala called Shichto Laksuba, you're not allowed to have Yichud with Akala until you write Ksuba, and says the Ramah, you can't really see that it's a Ramah based on this Mosad of Cook, whatever, I mean, this is the Barila, but this is the Ramah of Yesh Mekilin Umatirin, Les Yachid Laksuba, Uvavad Shal Yidvol, and there are those who make it, and that is the Ran, Reish Ksuba that we just saw, that there are Rishonim who hold that is okay to have it yichud. So lemaisa, I didn't look carefully in all the later poskim, but the Ramah's hachra here seems to be that there's only an iser bia based on the Gemara Dav Zayin, which is clear. You can't avoid the iser bia when a woman doesn't have a ksuba, or pashas, you can't avoid an iser bia. But an iser yichud would be okay. So that's another reason why, going back to my friend's wedding, based on this Ran and the Ramah, so it really would have been okay for them to have the yichud, and yichud, if it's mutter, this is where your point is. It's a mutter yichud, but it's still not really a bia. So maybe that's kind of in between. When you originally brought up the issue about yichud aroy labia, you phrased it in that way. So it's not really yichud aroy labia, but it's also not an iser yichud like bainida. So that's an interesting issue. But as we said, halach lemaisa, we don't even assume that the Ramah at least seems to assume that. We don't need to worry about chuppah, yichud or labia as far as chuppah goes. The pashas, they could have gone ahead with the chuppah, and just before they went home that night, they had to work out the side of to rewrite the ksuba, which I think they did do, because the bia would really be the issue. Okay, so that is the background of this sugya, our gemara, the gemara on Daf Zayin, and some of the details. I want to talk about the last few minutes of the shir is some halacha lemaisa applications of the situation. Like, what do you do if you lose a ksuba? And that would, there are actually two shilas that were interesting shilas I came across. One ha'ara, first, is that Rav Moshe has the one ha'ara is that what does it mean a woman has to have a ksuba? So, Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he's clear that it doesn't mean that she has to, like, hold a ksuba in her pocket all the time. It doesn't mean wherever she goes, she has to have the ksuba with her. The idea is, and as we saw already, Rashi talks about this on our daf, and the Rishonim talk about this idea that it's slichus das, it's her confidence. And again, it's her lack of confidence that would turn it into vilas nus, as we spoke about. So says Rav Moshe, if she is confident that she has her ksuba, that is not a vilas nus. And then Rav Moshe has a question, can the husband be in charge of the ksuba? It's a woman's ksuba, but can the husband hold on to the ksuba? Rav Moshe says, it depends how good of a guy he is. If she really trusts him that, like, even if they get into a fight, he'll provide her with, he'll give her that ksuba, okay, then it's fine. And, but if, you know, she doesn't fully trust him, so then, no, then it would be an iser if she had a ksuba. And when I was in Gruss, or a Danny Mann there, he suggested that probably in-laws would have the same criteria. That if you leave the ksuba with your in-laws, so if you trust that they would give it to you, even if something happens with your husband, so then it would be okay. But if not, then that would be considered not having a ksuba. She doesn't really have that smichas das. Yes?
So the woman has to have a ksuba, but
I'm glad that we never collect a tshuva. Shouldn't it always be that even if it doesn't know where it is, why do you?
That's interesting suggestion.
They anyway are not going to collect it, and they will definitely divide the chassid.
It's an interesting suggestion. She has the legal system at her disposal. So, I don't know so much about divorce, Baruch Hashem, but I haven't had so much experience dealing with it. I don't know exactly how they work out the system, but Lemaisa, most of the time women don't collect the ksuba because the ksuba is less than the value she can get according to secular laws, which are the basin often applies these guidelines of questions of how to divide a property. I'm pretty sure the basin does use the secular guidelines, so that are a little more. Different issue than the prenup.
But the prenup happens to have in it a section for value of the
right
property.
Correct. According to American law. Like the base, like I think it's using the guidelines of American law, if I'm not mistaken.
But I mean, they have three possible guidelines.
Yeah, they're right. So it's complicated.
Based on community property and equity distribution.
Right. Right. So she, Lemaisa doesn't, her main collection is not from Ksuba. So that's an interesting suggestion. Should we drop the whole thing today? You're gonna come to a better kasha that the Rama raises, quoting from Rishonim. And you will maybe think about along the lines you're saying, but I would say that there could be the ksuba still represents certain confidence in the relationship that, like we were saying before, that because the ksuba is a symbol of the commitment to each other, and that's the soul of the Vilas Nus. It's not, and so much so that if, let's say, what happens if you lose your ksuba, and you realize like a month later, well, like Gemara said, a Bilas Nus, you had a Bilas Nus for a month. Could that be? So says Rav Chanan in that same piece that I was quoting earlier, it's on Daf Ayin Gimel. So Rav Chanan says, no, he said, because the yisod of the Bilas Nus is your lack of confidence, so as long as they know, the couple knows that there's a thinks that there's a ksuba, even if they don't, they're actually wrong. But as long as the couple thinks there's a ksuba, so it's not a Bilas Nus. So that's so coming back to your point, it really is less about the technical details and more about the mindset of the couple. So maybe, it's an interesting shaila, I'm going to think about it a little more, but it could be that even the Zman Hazeh, the ksuba does give that mindset, which would make it not a Bilas Nus. It's interesting, Rabbi Chanan, in our daf, says in daf Nun Vav and Beis, where we have the opinion of Rabbi Meir, the Gemara says in Nun Vav and Beis, if you remember, that according to Rabbi Meir, the Tanai is batel. What does it mean the Tanai is batel? She still collects the ksuba, and Afal Pichin Rabbi Meir calls it Bilas Nus. So it says, Rav Chanan, what do you see from here? You see that the whole, she's getting her ksuba. She's entitled to the ksuba. It's just Ksai Basin will enforce that the husband has to pay. And even so, it's considered Bilas Nus because it's completely about her mindset. She thinks she can't collect the ksuba. She can't collect the ksuba. And Rav Chanan doesn't make the point there. It comes out from Rashi there. Rav Chanan makes the point on our Gemara where she loses the ksuba. Says Rav Chanan, so she lost the ksuba. So what? So she's still entitled to the ksuba. So, well, Rashi says, oh, no, she's worried that he's going to say he already paid it because she doesn't have the document to show. But if you remember, you saw Tosan Nun Vav Amaralef. Tosan Nun Vav Amaralef raises the issue, I think I may have alluded to in one of the past year, raised the issue of Atoin Achar Maisa Beistin. If a person makes a claim in a Maisa Beistin situation, makes a claim against, like, a Tanai Beistin, like we spoke about, that certain Chazal or Koves on Halachas, you have to pay a certain amount, and you claim that it was already paid. You don't have such a claim. You can't make such a claim because the Halachas you have to pay. That's a Tosaf quote on Nun Vav Amaralef, Zir Masa Shoshov Rasa. So says Rav Chanan, so here, even with the lost ksuba as well, she's going to be able to collect her ksuba. But since she thinks in her mind, she's not holding all the details of ksubas, she thinks in her mind she's not going to be able to collect the ksuba, that's Bilas Nus. So that's an important point to realize here in this whole sugi. It's very much a psychological issue, the Bilas Nus. And that's why, as I said, b'dyebed, or it's not even a b'dyebed, if it happens and you're not aware of it, that's not a problem. Rav Asher Weiss quotes this in a and the tshuva he has in the Shel Shuvas Menachem Sasher. So he has a situation, a sad situation. We have a woman who was raped by a family member, the Gemara's, the case he's talking about there, and then she goes ahead and gets married, and the case happens to be that she's married to a Chasid Talmid Chacham, said prominent Talmid Chacham, and she was advised that she didn't have to tell him. At the time of the wedding, she asked the question. She didn't have to tell him that she had been raped. So, okay, so this person went ahead and married her, assuming she was a basula, wrote her a ksuba of a basula. And now, years later, she's nervous. She's not sure again. So she wants to find out, you know, does she have to tell him, and they have to rewrite the ksuba. So there's multiple layers to the question. One, you know, one whole discussion is mekachto, so what is the ksuba? Do you have to write a new ksuba? So he raised the issue. He has a section there where he discusses. It's the last shuv in a section of Ibn Ezra that you want to look in the shuv of Mitzvah Sasha. So he has a section there where he says, well, what about the Isser Shehiyah B'lo Ksuba? Maybe he has to tell her that she has to tell him the Ksuba is no good, because if she doesn't tell him, they're going to continue to be in violation of the Isser Shehiyah B'lo Ksuba, based on what Agar Gemara says. So Rav Asher quotes this Rav Elchanan, and he says, no. He says, if the husband thinks that it's fine, and she's confident in the relationship because the husband thinks it's fine, so he says there's no blush on us. Even though it's true, is the ksuba was wrong. The ksuba, she's not a ksuba. The ksuba was written improperly. But since, again, it's all in her mind, so that issue, I didn't go through everything. I actually saw this, just someone told me about this afternoon, but it's very beautiful what we're saying. You know, he discusses other elements of the question, but in terms of this issue, he says that's not an issue because of this idea of Rebbe Chaim. And I saw this Lemaisa, the other Shaila, I guess, that came up after Hurricane Sandy. So I was at a wedding, actually a wedding that got delayed because of Hurricane Sandy. It was supposed to be on the night of Hurricane Sandy. It was pushed off a week later. And at the wedding, Rabbi Willard was in Sakhadushan at that wedding, and at least one couple, I think maybe more, but at least one couple, I know the couple, they came to Rabbi Willard, they lost their ksuba in Hurricane Sandy. So they came to ask Rabbi Willard what to do. And Rabbi Willig at the wedding wrote them a new ksuba, and it's a different lashon. It's a ksuba de irkasa. It's a very different type of ksuba if you lose the ksuba. So this comes up halacha. This does comes up halacha l'maisa. So let's just talk about a couple things. So the push-up shot, what you have to do is you have to write it right away, but you don't always have Rabbi Willig at your disposal to write up a ksuba for you. If someone else is holding an ilkos ksuba, and let's say it's Shabbos. So is there any other itza? Let's start with that shot. It's a little easier. So the Gemara on Daf Zayin and Aleph and Ksubas, we skimmed over earlier. The Gemara there has a suggestion. So the Gemara gives them a suggestion for Shabbos, and the Gemara says, At Pesuha Metalkoin. And there is a whole discussion, Rishonim, which I put on the Mamakomas in hope to maybe get to it, but that's that Rashba in Source 11. The Rashba has kashas from multiple levels, has problems with this suggestion and really breaks down exactly what's going on here. But the bottom line is, and that he basically, to a certain degree, sets aside money for her, sets aside metalplin, or sets aside things for her that she's confident that if he, at this point, is going to divorce her, she'll be able to at least collect that, if the value of the Ikar Ksuba, and that would suffice to get out of it would give her the smichus das and not make it a bilasness. And I heard quoted, Rabbi Bleich's name apparently says it in the fourth year Lechol Maisa. You said Isha to Rabbi Bleich, Ariel? Apparently Rabbi Bleich says in the fourth year Lechol Maisa, the modern day application of this is you could write your wife a check for the Ikar Ksuba, find out whatever 200, you know, Masai Mana is, for $2,000, but if you write a check for Masai Mana that she could hold on to, and she can collect, she knows that she can take that check from the bank if you know, you turn around and divorce her right now without having the Ksuba, so that would suffice on a short-term basis. We don't want to do this long-term. Long-term, we want to write a new ksuba, but on a short-term basis, this basis, the modern-day application of the Suma Toplin would be to write a check. Oh, good. So that's Tosos on the involvement base. The check is, it's money. I mean, the issue with Metalin, that's the Rashba's Kasha. Very good. So the Rashba asks his Kasha, Tosos on the involvement base asks his Kasha, that you can't, we generally don't want metalplin to be the money set aside for the ksuba. Because metalplin, you know, karka, usually the ksuba, you have karka that's mishubit to the person, to the what? To the woman. So karka, that's a set amount of money, that's not moving. Yeah, the value of movables, metalplin, that stuff goes up and down. you could get lost. So that's why Tosos says a different answer. Tosos says, if, as long as you guarantee, that's what you can be. The Rashba says, now it's a Shas L'chak. That's the Kasha of the Rishon, the first Kasha of Rishon Majorna. So a check, L'chor, is a set amount. $2,000 is not changing. You know, so that would be, that would suffice, I think, would get out of the issue, according to Tosos. Yes?
In general, when you see Karka, which is talking about the OCS, yes, for the field, this field could grow up without it. There's, like, agricultural issues.
I mean, yeah, that the Gemara, we're assuming that it is even a field, but it doesn't, still it doesn't go up and down the way that sometimes in the Talpan go. I think in Talpan, it could even get lost. The field is not getting lost. If the field is there. There's another issue about how they can do this on Shabbos. If you have this on Shabbos, so there's a discussion here, how to do it on Shabbos. You can't write a check on Shabbos, but that's the continuation of the Rashba there, of how would you be able to give a gift on Shabbos. It's not so pashut either. The last thing, just a very interesting point. So that basically that's the way out. You have to get to the Rav as soon as possible. If you're really stuck, you can write a check. The last point is the discussion in Ariel. Let's get back to the issue you raised before. Maybe nowadays the whole halacha shouldn't apply. So I mentioned earlier that the reason Shotei Kalabena Lotzia, in fact, the Gemara in many places says that the whole purpose of Ksuba, the whole reason Chazal Masag assuming it's the Rabbanon, which is Tashas Advarim, is Shotei Kalabena Lotzia. So the Gemara says, this quote in Shulchan Aruch here, it's the Gemara in Daf with Lamites and Beis and Ksuvas, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch in source 12, basically the situation where there's an Isser to get divorced, if you're Ma'anis, there's an Isser to get divorced, says the Gemara, we paskin, if there's an Isser to get divorced, you don't have to give her a Ksuba. Because, what do you mean, Kalabana votes you? You can't get divorced. So you can't get divorced unless she wants to, when you're Ma'anis. So what does that sound very similar to? Can you divorce your wife if she's not interested nowadays? So that's the Ramah raises, I think close to Mordechai, I didn't get to look it up, the Ramah raises, nowadays we have Chayim and Rabbeinu Gershom. You can't just divorce your wife. So that's the Ramah, maybe this whole Isser shouldn't apply at all. Because that's what the Gemara says in Ksuvas Daf Lamed Tes, quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Kufa and Zion, that if you are not allowed to get divorced without your wife's permission, so what do you mean, Kalabana Votia? We're not worried about this. That's what I must suggest. Really, Maker Adin, you do not need to have a Ksuba Bezmanaz at all. Because the Ksuba is to avoid Shlote Kalabana Votia, and that is already taken care of by Chayram Jerabana Gershom. The Ramah, however, writes the Minug is not this way. The Nosa Kalim points out that that's an issue that writes over there in Ksuba Bezmanaz. The Nosa Kalim, that's the last source in Shulchan Aruch, is the source 13. The Ramah makes a suggestion, but you can distinguish between deraisas and just the chayrim here that we're talking about. But that is another tzad to not feel so bad about these situations where potentially you have a lost tzuba and maybe, so have in the back of our mind is a nikra din. But as we said, the chachamim don't rely on this. The chachamim go to the rav to have it as soon as possible. And I ask a shayla, but it seems that writing a check would be a short term. Way or giving her stuff, but you must say it would be a short-term way out. That what?
The idea of
it would be a tzad. It would probably be a tzad in a suffix. But the Ramah and suffix, the meaning is not that way, and the Nosa Kelim on top. I wanted to say a word on